Rav Tarfon Netzach Bezveni, Shezu Halacha Mekufachas. He says, no, I'll bury my son, he's very angry, because this halacha, that's wrong. Sheshom HaShom Mevetur, somebody heard this halacha, but he made a mistake, it's not the right halacha. What did he hear that he made a mistake? It says like this, Ve'ikur, that's a farmer, either he was walking along their fields, or Mardak Seifai, he was carrying the Mardak, he was carrying this strap on his kesef, on his shoulders, it was a long, thick, stiff strap. So one side of the strap went over a kever. Is timoy yosei? It says nalocha timoy yosei. We're matama the thing. Mishum kele mani ilim ala meis. It has a din tumo like a regular keli that's over the oil of a meis. That's what it said. So Rabbi Kitarfin says that the Talmud made a mistake. The Talmud thought that the halacha is this farmer when he's carrying this strap. The halacha is the strap becomes an oil. Since one side of the strap is on top of the kever, so it's on top of the mace, now the farmer that's holding the strap is also tamei shiva, has a tamei mace. That's what the Talmud thought. And the Tarfon answers back, no, that's not what he meant to say. He just meant to say that the marda itself, the kli itself, has tumis mace. But now when the person touches the marda, the person is only rishon l'tuma. And he only has to go to the mikveh and harish shamash his Torah. Omer Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva said, "Ani asakin. I'll be masakin." And the Talmud didn't make a mistake. She adiv rechon kayon. That really both are emes. The Talmud was right. She yiu kol hametatlin nevi'e nesatuma al odom she noisa oison beuve hamarda. He makes a little bit different, Rabbi Kiva. Not that the gzera was stam. Any strap, even though it's not a tefach wide, could be an oil halameis. And if you have a mace on one side, the strap of the cross, the mace on one side, kalim on the other side, the kalim have tumas mace, so far we didn't go. We just said the person that's holding this strap, since one side of the strap is over the oil ha-mace, the halacha is the oil itself, the strap itself, ha-iz makabel tumah. Agrashi says that has no shear. Even an oil of a kol shehu, if it's on top of the mace, the kli itself on top becomes tummy. So about the kli itself has a tumas mace on it, so a butter also goes there, the person that's holding this strap is also has a tumas shiva. But only the person that's holding it. But let's say there's a keli on the other side of the strap, underneath the strap, that kli is not mekabel tumah. That's what Mekiva says. Don't Mekiva. Ani yastakin. She diva kamin kayomin. The gzera was she yukola matautla neviyin et atume al ha'odom. Only on the person she noisoysen that's carrying it. But uvei hamarda. That if the strap itself is wide, uvei hamarda, how much a regular ox strap is, that's enough to make an oil. The al atzman. But the strap itself, or anything that's on top of the kever, that's directly on top of a mace, is b'chol shu. Even no matter how thick it is, it's mekabel tumas mace. The Ashar Odom the Kalim, Mashenkin, another person or other Kalim that's not touching the strap. It's just underneath the strap. So you have a long strap going on top. One side of the strap there's a mace underneath it. The other side there's a keli underneath it that has no tumashivam. Dafka Paseh Tefach Dalakhir is. But causing on the strap is not wide a tefach, the top does not have a shame oil. So we have this strap on top. Over here there's the mace, so the tumah goes up. If the strap is a pasach tefach, this is why a tefach, so it's called an oil. Oil says the tumah goes up to the oil and goes all along and then comes down again. If there's a kli here, this kli has a tumah mace, tumah shiva midiraisa. But if the strap is less than a pasach tefach, like I was thinking it's only a kamarda, that means a smaller shear, then midiraisa doesn't have a shame oil. So male, the keli underneath the marda is not tumah. Just the marda itself, the oil itself, has no shear. It, since it's on top of a mace, I feel it kol shu, it's makabel tumas mace. And the gzera the rabbanon was the person that's holding this marda like this. If you're holding it, since you're holding up this marda, and the marda itself is makabel tumas mace, the person also gets a tumas mace. But the kingdom on the bottom has no tumas mace. The Yomar Rav Yanai, Umarda Shomru, what type of a marda are we talking about? How thick is this strap that has the tumah the rabbanim are koponim? Ein v'uviyav tefach, it's true. It's not wide, a tefach, of a v'yesh pekefo tefach. We're talking about it was like a round strap. Now the round means the circumference. If you take the circumference going around the circle, it would be a tefach. But it takes you 4 inches to go around the circle. Even though the diameter of the circle is less than 4 tefachim. So it's not called pasach tefach. It's not called a tefach wide. But since the circumference going around the circle is 4 inches, the Rabbanan made this gzeira. That since around is 4 inches, otto a case where flat straight out will be 4 inches. The gozo al hakeifa mishumav. Rashi, Rami Rabbi Yanni Garcinan, or before, this was before, Ani Yasakin Shiadivacham, Rashi Shoimrim, Uve Hamada, Mevi Tumakayamim. So the Kiva wants to miyash of this gezerah. What they said, that the strap is only the size of a mandate. Smetame is good. Yesh dover shemevin olof tumma mamish. Litton haziyah medivrayim. There is the case that medirabonin, you have a tumas mace. That means it's tummy for 7 days. And you have to make haziyah. You have to spritz on it from the mechatis. To go in ala odom hanoiseya. Only the hanoisan, only the person that's carrying the strap. She tumma boy tumas maga. Minatera. Now, midiraisa, the strap itself is a tumis mace, is an avatumum. So, when the person touches the strap, the person becomes a rishon tumah midiraisa, he has a tumas magar on him. And, but that tumah really is only one day, and he goes to the mikveh, behar ha-shemesh is tor. Now, gozu olav, Rabbanu made a gzera, buvei hamadu letame tumas oyem edevrayim. Rabbanu gave you a tumas like mace for 7 days. Gzera hakefa mishum ovav. Gzera, where the heck if the circumference around the circle is 4 inches, also in the case you will have the diameter be 4 inches. The chivon the tomalei al kochos tuma diraisa without midiraisa you are tummy al kopani yurishim atumon the leatzuchu erushemesh that since you're touching this strap which the strap has an avatuma so the person needs erushemesh for who lay noga the mace but the person himself did not touch the mace is ksava people will think. Why is this person tummy one day? Shemishum ayalatum etamay. People think the reason why he's tummy, because he's under an oil on ace. Umishum sheesh b'kefa tefach. People think, what has it in oil? Only if something is a tefach wide. If there's at least 4 inches on top wide, that's called an oil. V'chivon delay metamis le tumas zayin. Now people see, what did he do? He went to the mikveh right away, and he didn't have to wait 7 days. Is osla meima b'yoyo gomanami tumas erev. People come to say, whoever went into an oil where there was a mace was on the other side of the room, Allah is midiraisa, since there's a roof on top of you, the tumah comes straight down on you, and you tell me midiraisa 7. But people think, no, just like he was tevil in the mikveh, and he was tevil at night, everybody that's tumas oil only needs one day. So that's why the brother made gzera, that the person that's carrying the strap, since he himself does become tummy at least for one day, the brother made gzera should be tummy for 7 days. Mashenkin or the kalim or other people that are not touching the strap, they have no tumaro midiraisa. Is melein mevien shum tumor el b'paseach tefach el b'paseach tefach. The kibul masad rabbanim porush. The kibul is nas b'rabbanim. Because the midiraisa, you need it to be wider tefach to give it a shame oil. So if it's a tefach, then somebody underneath the oil has a tumor. If it's less than a tefach, midiraisa, it's nothing, and even midirabonin, it's nothing. Only in the case where the person himself that's holding the strap, that's where the rabbanon made exer. And now, Rami Rabbi Yanni Gassina, ma deshonu, the nevi yes atum al noisa, even this exer the rabbanon, that the person that's carrying the strap, that's not wider tefach, that we say if one side of the strap is over a mace, now that you're holding the strap, you have a tumas mace, letami shiva midivrayim, is when only ein bo b'tefach, the imkem evi yodiraisa. It's true, where the width of it, that the yammer or the circle itself, is not a tefach. Mashenkin, the kefo is a tefach. So Rabbanu made it zero, ha kefo oto the tefach itself. Fred Gmodel, a parfum diomar, ekvach as bini, shalloch azum kefachas. According to Rav Tarfon, he deems the Chanhol Gzeir. He was very angry and he said, Lalosh like a shvu, it's wrong, I'll even bury my son if it's right. So Rav Tarfon doesn't know from this Gzeir. For the Gemara of Azoi, Botzrulu, we're missing one of the 18. This Chor is one of the 18 Gzeirs. How do you have 18? On Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok, the Rav Tarfon's going to have to hold, ask the nice Kusim, that a daughter of a Kusi, Nidus Merisos and Rabboni made Xavier that as soon as they're born, they're one day old, they have a Tumas Nidur on them. Is Doibayim Gozu. This was part of the Yudchias Xavier's. I already brought that Xavier down before already, so it's Gemara V'Ibuch. But this Xavier about the Kalim though, when we say it's Mayim Shuvin, Srilik Rabmeya. He holds like Rabmeya that holds what? That it's not Abayim Humachloikis. Beisila was masking to Beishamai. That if you leave the Kli outside, even though you put it there, Beshas, it was cloudy. Then the clouds went away. and you still left it there. Now when the clouds come back and it rains, according to Beis Shammai, that's called Mayim Shuvim. And Rav Meir holds that Beis Hillel gave in to Beis Shammai. So now this was one of the Yud Ches Devarim. So according to Rav Tafen, he's going to hold like Rav Meir that the Gzeir of Mayim Shuvim is one of the Yud Ches Devarim, and Hu Adin, Benois Kusim, Anidis, Mirasas was also one of the Yud Ches Gzeiris. Rashi apart from the Yoma, Le Gozu Mishum Zer El Bedin Teira, to Le Tumu El Tumas Erev Mishum Magabe Bosul Yitches. Tafin says the only made Zer that the person carrying the strap is Tumi for one day, not more. So where they have Yitches Zeres, the Neis Kusim. Uvidos Rashi Vemniach Kalim, Sovel and Tafin Krav Neya. The Chosh of Le Yitches Dover. The Yatekai Vial Hachta Beis Kusim. So merely he takes out this Zer of Marda and he puts in the Neis Kusim. So still we don't have 18. We only have 9 to start off with, and now we have a few more. We're still missing the 18. At the end, Rashi will soon say exactly what all the 18 are. For the Mavi Ibrach, what's another one of the 18 Gzeiros? Habayt Ser Lagas. If somebody is collecting wine, and he's collecting, collecting the grapes, he's picking off the grapes to put it into the gas, into the vat, to squash it, to make wine. Is Shama Yoyim Huchshir. While you're pulling off the grapes, if some grape, the juice drips off it, that juice that comes out is called Yenichel with it, and if it falls out an Eichel, it's Machshir Kabatumah. It's called Nichelay. Hillel says, no, this juice that's falling off the grapes, it's falling onto the ground, it's going to be lost, so you don't want it, you have no das for it. That's not called Mayim Denichelay. Hillel is the kasha to Shammai. Mifnei ma boitzchum betaira. How come as lalecha you hold that when you collect the grapes, we say you have to collect the grapes in a Talmudic kli? You shouldn't put it in a Talmudic kli. Master, if you put the grapes in a Talmudic kli, the grapes will be mekabatuma. Of the v'yein moiskim betaira. Mashenka, when you squash out the olives to make olive oil, there you're not makba to put it betaira. And there you moida that these pears never had water going on the olives yet. So even if the olive goes into a keli, that's tamei, it's not mekabatuma. Because the lacha is all oichlin has to first have a hechsher. That means first water has to fall on the peri. After it's pulled off from the tree, then it's called huchsha kabatuma. So these olives never had water fall on them yet. So now you're allowed to squeeze it in tamadik kelim. If the kasha though, but while you're squeezing the olive, the oil is coming out. So why don't you say this oil is machsher the peris to mekabatuma? Just like you say when you're squeezing out the grapes. The juice is mashed to the grape to Makabatuma. Omalei, so Shammai said, in fact, Niteini, if you're going to give me tzorish, you're going to bother me now, Goizreini, Tuma, Afala, Masika, Enochanami, I'll make that Xerah for yourself. I'm making Xerah now, whoever starts squeezing out ours, also has to not be used a Kli that's torn. Trash Mufneima, Boitsu, Matira, Mufneima, Ato, Matsuch, Liftsu, Bekelim, Turim, to Karmit, it's like your sheet to Beishamai is Huchshur. That you're saying when you're collecting these grapes, and even before you make wine out of it, if the juice falls on one, comes out of the grape, on one grape to another grape, that grape is huchshur. And now if the grape goes into Tumah, the clearest makabatumah. So why do you say only the grapes and not the olives? Why don't you have the same shash by olives? When you're squashing, picking off the olives, also sometimes juice come out of one olive. And that juice should be mashka that you nichalei, so it should be mashka the rest of the olives. It should be makabatuma. So the ma'aseh was Shammai so far didn't answer. He just said, if you get me angry, I'll make the exer also. So the Gemara no atzu cherem of Beis Medrash. That day they put a sword at the door of the Beis Medrash. Omru, they said, ha nichnas yichnas. Everybody comes to the Beis Medrash. And this was Tamid Beis Shammai. They wanted to make a final fact that we should pass on Beis Shammai. So they wanted everybody to come inside now. Amu vayoytze yayoytze. They had a sword there. If you go out, they'll kill you. Nobody's allowed to go out now. Vayoytze yayoytze that day. Ha yehillel kofuf v'yoshlef Beis Shammai. Hillel like was a meat. There were more people of Shammai than Hillel in this meeting. So the people of Hillel was kofuf, had to give in to Shammai. Ki yechad min ha-tamidim. Even Hillel himself was like one of the Tamidim. He had to give in to Shammai since they were the Roiv. For Yekoshul Yisrael, it was so hard to cry Yisrael, Kiyem Shinasa Begel. Not much like the day the Egel was done. The Baal Hillel was the grace of Tzadik and the Midah of Anova and Anzvanusam. Still, this time he had to give in to Shammai. Rashi, for Hayotze Ayotze, the Fisho Yoretzim Lama Dominion. If they wanted to count exactly how many people hold like us, Shammai, to make the Xerah, and if we're going to have the robe at this meeting, we're going to be able to pass the law. So he wanted all the people to stay there to vote like us. Zat kosher lefi shehillel nasi b'yavalesem. Hillel was a nasi, and he was a big onuf. So it's very hard to see Hillel how to give in now. But the ma'aseh, this is Tayrahu. I mean, Shammai didn't do it as midas ra. Shammai did it. The hell, their right l'halacha. We have a right to make this gzeirim. This is the halacha. This is the rotzon Hashem. So even though you're Hillel and you're the great tzaddik, you have to give in to us though. We hold the right.
Only because we have more.
Yes. The gozer. Yes. So tomorrow. The gozer Shammai Hillel. So Shammai Hillel himself gave in to Shammai. He was also asking this gzeirah. Well, like Kiblu Minayu, from Shammai and Hillel only were Makabla. They didn't pass the law yet. The Yasa Talmidayu, but the Talmidim came, Gozru the Kiblu Minayu. Then the Talmidim, and more amount of people came, they made the Zerzeru Makabla Xerus. That what? That when you're collecting grapes, the juice that comes out of the grape is called a mashka that you're nicha with, you're happy with it coming out, therefore this mashka now falls on the other grapes. It's like machshir, it makes the grape loy to makabel tuma. If a sheretz or a kli tuma touches the grape will be makabel tuma. But not by olives. By olives they didn't do it. For the Gemara, my time, what's the time they made this gzeira? Trashi, my time, huchshir, holenichalei, puhumashkir, did nothing. Because of the yibud. Since the grapes, you're only collecting the grapes now to throw it into the vat. So if any juice falls out while you're collecting the grapes, where does the juice go? It goes to the floor, it goes liquid. So you're not nicha with that water. So why should that juice like be machsher? Machsher, hechsher has to be, the pasuk says, kiyuton. You have to be nicha with the water. You have to use the water for some purpose. If you're nicha with the water, using it for some purpose, now if this water goes on oichlitz machsher it. But here you're not nicha with the juice is falling on the ground, liquid. Amar Rab Zera, Amar Rab Chanina, Zera, Shem Yibatsrenu, Bekufais, Timaeus. We have a Zera, maybe you collected in the Kupa basket, that's Tumay. Rashi, Bekufais, Timaeus, a new Kiddush Rashi says, the Asiya Tumas HaKli, since the Kli, the basket is a Tumay, that's a Kli. So since the Kli is Tumay, O Mechashim Le Lamashker, Lahachshir, Hoyo Vatumasle, Vachshir Rekachas. We're talking about now the juice of the grape is falling off the grapes and goes on to the other grapes. Now the swear is this juice you don't want, you have no use for it. This juice is going to eventually fall to the ground and go inward. So you're not nicha with that juice. Why do we say this juice is called, it's useful and it could be machsher, the peiros of makabel tuma? Because since you put it into a clear tamei, so tamei is a chasher zach, when this juice comes in contact with the tamei, the tamei is like machsher the juice. And makes the juice for chush of the juice, now this juice could be mashed the peiris. So bevas achas, the peiris get the hechsher, it's like juice that yenicha with that juice is on the peiris, and the kli tummy that's there is metam with the keli. It's a shver asvera. But just that since tummy is a chush of a zach, when the water comes in contact with the tummy, the tummy of the kli is mashed of the water that makes the water a chush of a water. And that water is considered like you had das to use it. Shver asvera.
Isn't Hillel's kind of still valid though by olives?
We're not answering that yet. We'll soon see. Omer Rabbi Chanina, so Mahar Nichol Aman Diyama, such a svara that Kli Tami Choshev Yos Choshev Mashkin. If Yos such a svara like that, that since the Kli is a Tumlin Kli, any water that goes on this Kli, even though you're not Nichol with the water is Hushur. It's a Choshev water Shaper. Then you have the Gzera. Ela Aman Diyama Ain Kli Tami Choshev Mashkin. No, we don't hold such a svara like that. Since the water itself, you have no use for it. It's this juice that's going to drip down to the floor and get ruined, lost. You have no use for it. So even though now it's touching a tumid of the kli, still the water is not nichusa. It can't be mashed the peris. Why would Beis Shammai make gzeira that if you collect the grapes is makabel tumah with the juice that's coming out of it? So gzeira that maybe you collect the grapes in a kupa mezafafis means that there's a sieve on top of the basket and there's a bottom part of the basket also. So it means on top you put the grapes. And even if some juice falls out of the grapes, it doesn't go, even it doesn't get lost on the ground, it comes into the bottom basket, and you use that as wine. That's why you have like a sieve on the top part of the basket, so if any juice falls down out of the rabbi, you collect all the juice in the bottom and you use it. So in such a case like that, any juice, grape juice that comes out of the grapes, you nicha with that juice, because you want it to come to the bottom of the kli, and you collect it all here. So since you nicha, you're going to use it, it's good why if this juice now would fall on the other grapes, it would be mashed to the grapes. So therefore, Shami says we're making zera, even though you use a push of the basket, a regular basket has no bottom to it. A regular basket, the juice comes, it falls to the ground, so you're not nicha with that juice. So Rabbeinu made zera, though, up to a case where you use a basket that you are nicha with the juice that comes down. So you have to say it was only shchiya to do these things by grapes and not by olives. By olives, they never made these type of baskets. Therefore, they didn't make such zeras by olives. Why didn't they make the Xeru on olives? The Xeru Shemi Batrain of the Kufas Mutophis. Because by grapes, we say we're afraid to use a basket that has a bottom to it. That's not a good terrace by olives. To Moyal Hayatsumihim, because the juice that comes out of the olive, Lechoshev Mashke, Bechal, it's not called a Mashke. Even though you want it, it's not called a Mashke though. It's the Moyal, the juice that comes out of olives, is not called Mashke. It's only the juice that comes out of grapes is called a Mashke. That could be Mekabel Tumah, could be Mashke Kabel Tumah. But the Moyal, it's before the olives come, before the oil comes out. So first little drops that come out, that's only called Moyal, that doesn't have a Shem Mashke. So if we're going to make any Xeris.
Sure though, because isn't Shemen Zayis one of the...
So the moil just means the first drops to come out. You're not squashing the olives, you're just collecting them. So while you collect them, some drops could fall out. So that drop that comes out, the first drop, that's only called moil, it's not called a mashke. Right, huh? So tell us why grapes, where Zayra sometimes use a basket that has a bottom to it, that you're going to collect the juice that falls down, you nicha with that juice, therefore that juice could be mashke the grapes. Rav Am another gzera. Gzera mishum hanoshches. Where gzera mishum hanoshches, sometimes you're going to pull the grapes and you're going to have that to squeeze out the grapes. Trashi hanoshches. Eshkolos hanoshches. You have clusters of grapes. Zu is zu that pushes one the other. Okay, Shabbat Afridon, when you want to separate the clusters of grapes, nifchat hamashka lehim. That automatically, just by separating them, the juice comes out of them. V'chivon the other b'yadayim, since you yourself are separating these grapes. And you are causing the juice to come out of it, and it can't happen any other way. Machsher. It's considered like a person is doing something here, midaitoi, with his das, and that's enough to make a hechshel kabatumah. So the guys are all types of collecting grapes. Also, you collect these big clusters of grapes, and any time you separate them, you automatically cause the juice to come out of it. The Yom Rav Nachman and Rav Abavua, Ponim Shodom Herlich Lekarmoy. Sometimes people go down to the vineyards. Leida to know in Megiya Novin of Tzira. Did the grapes come ripe enough to pick them off? Olay. So how do you test it? Venoitel Eshkel Anovin. You take out one cluster of grapes. Lesurfe to squeeze it. Or Mezalef Agabi Anovin. And it drips on the other Anovin. Or Vishas Bitzira Adayu Mashka Tefechaleim. And later when you're going to collect all the grapes, there's still some Mashka on this. So Leila, that's part of the Gezerim. This means Leishchis. As you pick, you see, what is he proving here? That sometimes you pick out a big cluster of grapes, and just by separating them, the juice comes out. Like you're not really squeezing it in to let the juice come out. You just want to see if they're ripe enough. So you're just by separating them, and just by separating them, the juice comes out. So that juice is called the mashka, and it's called nichusa, because you did it b'yadayim. But since you did it b'yadayim, it's called that you nicha with this water. It's mashka the grapes. So therefore, a benedict gzera, anytime you're collecting grapes, that was Beishami's gzera, and vice versa, Beishila was masking to Beishami. He gave in. This is one of the yudches gzeras. Light of Edith. What's another one of the 18 gzeras? Oma TV.